Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we would have had a chance. You know, I'm not saying we would have won the World Series again. I don't know if we would or not, but we would have been in the hunt every year. We were really a good team. We had a chance to be, you know, fighting for a division for the next 5 years, probably, for sure. So it was sad, but Wayne Huizenga, who was a great man and treated me absolutely great, he just didn't think baseball was a good business and decided to sell the team, and that was it.
Jim, do you think you could, like, manage in today's game with everything going on? I know you were kind of there towards the tail end of kind of like, you know, the platooning, all of that, the openers, all like the pitching changes, all of that. Like, do you think you could manage in today's game? Like, if you just plopped you down right now, you had to manage the Miami Marlins today. You think you could do it?
Yeah. I don't think there's any question about it. It's a people business. It's all about getting along with people and getting the best out of people. That's what your job is as a manager. Your job as a manager is to make the player the best, get the best version of the player that you possibly can get. And that's just through communication, rapport with people, treating people the right way. I could manage a game tonight, in my opinion. Everybody else might not think so, but yeah, I could manage a game tonight.
Who's your favorite player in the game right now, Jim?
Let's see.
You like Otani?
But I think my favorite player, because I think he might be the best young player in the game, is Bobby Witt Jr. Mm. Yeah.
I really
like to watch him play.
I love it. Hey, Jim, great stuff this morning. We greatly appreciate it. Awesome to have you on. Hall of Famer, World Series champion, and now getting inducted
Legend.
Into the inaugural class of the Marlins Legends Hall of Fame. That's freaking awesome.
Jim, before you go, was there any guy out there who you managed or coached with or whatever, or, you know, came across who could outsmoke you in the dugout? Because that's what you're known for, the heaters in the dugout. Was there anybody that could keep up with you?
La Russa was the best that I ever managed against.
La Russa. I love it.
Two legends. Two guys.
Two legends.
No, seriously, when I think of managers,
legends.
I do think of you, Jim. You're the first one. I think of baseball manager. I think of Jim Leland, first person that comes to mind. We greatly appreciate the time this morning, man.
Yeah.
You got it. Thank you very much, guys.
Class there he goes. Five. Hall of Fame
love
class. The character. Not taking anybody's
God,
bleep. Like, he is a guy that I think about, like, almost like with my dad's generation. Like, he's Jim's 80 years old. My dad's 76. Like, it's kind of that time. And I believe him. Like, if you plopped him in right now, I do think he could be a successful manager. Because, as you said, it's a people business, Joe. And I do think that aspect, as we're talking about fans and not being a good person, that's kind of been lost today. Just the people aspect of being a good manager. And why I do respect guys like Bruce Bochy still, right? A player's manager. Hell, I think Bob Melvin is that, too. He has the pulse of his team around him. I think some of that is lost today. I do.
I'm going to read you off the 97 Marlins.
Do it.
It's a who's who of studs. Charles Johnson, who was a great defensive catcher. Jeff Conine, Mr. Marlin.
Getting inducted, yep.
Luis Castillo. Edgar Renteria, who was 20 years old, by the way. Bobby Bonilla. Moises Alou. Devon White. You guys probably don't even remember that name. He was great center fielder.
Well, he had Bobby Bonilla from Pittsburgh, and he brought him over to Florida.
Gary Sheffield.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Eisenreich. Kurt Abbott. I mean, it's a Craig Counsell. Greg Zahn. Cliff Floyd. Darren Dalton. I mean, it's a who's who of 90s players. Now I go to the pitching staff. Al Leiter. Kevin Brown. Pat Rapp. LeVon Hernandez, who was 22 years old. Dennis Cook. I mean, this team was loaded.
That's right. Was Mark Kotze a rookie?
Robb Men.
I think Mark Kotze was a rookie.
21-year-old Mark Kotze in
center
field.
I mean, it's just that team was freaking loaded. Just loaded.
I still want to, and I even slipped up. They've been called Miami Marlins for like a decade now. It's still one of those things. It's going to be the same with San Diego and Los Angeles. I'm still going to call them San Diego Chargers. It's going to slip up. It just is. I'm sorry. Like, the Florida Marlins uniforms, I think of Dontrell Willis, they're so sick.
Now, let me
just use those all the time.
Let me ask you, what was that better or right? Was this team better? Okay, I'm going to read off this team. Alex Avila, Prince Fielder, Omar Infante, Johnny Peralta, Miguel Cabrera, Austin Jackson, Delman Young. Yeah, I know. And here's your pitching staff. Verlander, Scherzer, Porcello, Doug Fister, Drew Smyly, Anibal Sanchez. That 2012 Detroit Tiger team was loaded, too. Loaded.
And Miggy won the Triple Crown that year.
The Giants swept them and I think shut them out twice in that series.
And the final out, as we all remember, Sergio Romo, he froze Cabrera. Like, Sergio Romo freezing Miguel Cabrera to end the game with that slider. You know what always annoyed me? And it's just a random thing with Johnny Peralta. He spelt his name like J-H-O-N-N-Y.
It's okay. It might be a cultural thing. I don't know.
No, Jahani.
I think that it was just probably like they messed up when they like wrote it out and they just said, yeah, let's go with it. Why not?
I'm just going to abstain from this conversation because it might be something culturally and I want to come off insensitive.
It's not culturally. It's just, I think it's just an unconventional way of spelling the name John. It's okay.
Possibly.
It's like spelling Mark with a C. Shout out the Grandy man who's right behind you on that picture. Dude, I love listening to Jim Leland. He's great. The amount of stories a guy like him has when it comes to Barry, and he didn't hesitate, by the way, as we're going to be doing our all-time Bay Area draft in honor of the NBA draft tonight, Joe, in the 9 o'clock hour. Like, Barry Bonds is going to be up there somewhere. And Jim Leland did not hesitate. Greatest player he's ever seen. Said Barry Bonds.
So
it's not even close.
Now I give you the 1991 Pirates, which he managed as well. Orlando Merced, Jose Lynn, Jay Bell, Jeff King, Barry Bonds, Andy Van Slyke, Bobby Bonilla. What a team!
Right.
And then here's the staff. You guys probably don't remember. Doug Drabeck was the man. Just the man.
Great
Zane
name.
Smith. Oh, I loved him. John Smyly, Bob Walk. God.
That's a horrible name for a pitcher. Bob Walk.
Bob Walk was good, though.
Did he walk a lot? By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. So, if you missed any of that, Jim Leland joined us. You can find it on YouTube or the Free Odyssey app, where you can also find the Valkyries game as they take on the New York Liberty tonight. You can find it on the Valkyries tab, and also right here on the radio dial, 95.7 The Game. And I wanted to ask him about Verlander in this respect, because, you know, I think about the guys that just kept playing. And I mentioned those three guys because Barry kept playing into his 40s. Miguel Cabrera, I think he was, 40 or 41?
42?
Yeah, 42. He played late. He did. And then Verlander, we're seeing it right now. Like, it's a possibility, a strong possibility. This is last season in Major League Baseball. I don't think he's been god-awful like some have been, but he's not going to be that Cy Young that he was once, like, the best pitcher in the planet. He's not going to be that. Hell, Clayton Kershaw, he's not going to be that same guy anymore at this stage of his career. But wouldn't it be pretty freaking cool, the guy that got shelled by the likes of Pablo Sandoval in Game 1 in 2012, if this team does go on a run, Joe, and goes all the way, and Justin Verlander is pitching at Oracle Park as a member of the San Francisco Giants, that'd be pretty incredible.
Baseball
right?
has these things where all you need is a moment.
Right.
A moment. You don't need lots of moments, just a moment.
Oh, Barry Zito
yep. had a moment.
There you go.
You know, and Cody Ross had a bunch of moments. I know we only remember the Roy Halladay game, but he was great in the Braves series as well.
Edgar Renteria.
A couple big hits. I mean, Renteria, his entire Giants tenure was awful until that home run in Game 5.
Doesn't matter. Then you're going to get the MVP, right?
Exactly. You know, I think of Ryan Terrio coming in at the end of, was it extra innings where he scored that run, the 10th inning?
The riot. That's what they called him, the riot, baby. Let's go. And I can't wait to relive some of that with Larry Bear at 8:30, by the way, president and CEO of the Gigantes. And we're going to ask Larry about the vibe around the park. And, you know, the Devers signing, we're basically a week removed from that now, Joe. I think the dust has settled a little bit. You had a loss yesterday against Miami, and the offense is the offense right now. You're desperately needing Matt Chapman to come back, as he was swinging
a
bat yesterday.
He is a $150 million player.
He is. Like, again, but I also want to say, like, we're relying on Matt Chapman to come back, and I get it. Yeah. It's kind of the trickle-down effect of things, because people's jobs are shifted around right now. He'd be going to third. Maybe you can shift Casey Schmidt to second. You had Devers at first, whenever and if that groin ever heals, right? And then you got Adames there in the shortstop, right? So it is a trickle-down effect, and I understand that. But also, I need Adames to step up, man. Like, it's just two strikeouts yesterday, just not a hit.
It's him and Jung Hoo Lee.
It's a tough watch. Jung Hoo Lee.
It's the two of them. Even though Jung Hoo hit one up the middle off the pitcher's leg or whatever yesterday. Right. Just the at-bats are so bad. And you heard Dave Fleming finally reference it yesterday in the booth. He's like, I mean, Jung Hoo Lee's got to, like, bunt the ball.
Right.
Again, when you go to the game, it's way more evident because they zoom out, you know, very, very infrequently during the broadcast. But the infield is so shifted over, and I know that the shift doesn't exist in the way it did a couple years ago, but it's still pretty dramatic when Jung Hoo Lee's up. The third baseman is all the way where a traditional shortstop would play, and there's no one down that line. Mm. I mean, he's just got to push the ball down the line. It's honestly now becoming a thing. I think Jung Hoo Lee, as well as Adames, they both. It's not either or. It's both of them for me.
888-957-9570. The Giants are currently the second wild card. It's June 25th. We're almost in July. And the Giants have meaningful baseball. And I think they're going to be there all the way through September, barring some sort of a collapse. But it's shaken out to be pretty damn fun. Padres are right there. Brewers are right there. Cardinals are right there. The Reds of all teams are right there. They've been red hot, no pun intended. The Diamondbacks have won a couple in a row. And by the way, Braves creeping up still to 500, 37-41 on the year. These losses, these hurt. When you come back at the end of the year and you're out of the wild card by a game or two, you're going to be looking at a series against the Miami Marlins, right? And that's why those ones hurt. I understand the frustration of Verlander and the loss yesterday. I do. But also, can we score more than just a couple runs? That's all I'm asking. I think I'm asking a lot.
Can I ask you the uncomfortable question that I think Giants fans are, they're probably thinking it? You been impressed with Devers?
Not really. He hasn't been very good. Offensively, and that's what you brought him in here to do.
6 for 27.
Yeah, it's not been
one homer, 3 RBIs, couple walks, 8 strikeouts.
Yeah, it's not been
the plate discipline for me is a little frustrating right now. I think that he's jumping out of his shoes to try to tag everything, and I would like him to be slightly more selective.
In the last 7 days, as you mentioned, 22 at bats, 4 hits, a homer, couple RBIs, couple walks, 6 strikeouts for Rafi Devers, the big acquisition. And we knew it'd take some time, right? It's a new ballpark for him. He's playing all these games at Oracle Park. Maybe things shift. Hell, when he goes to an American League ballpark over the weekend that he's familiar with, playing against the Chicago White Sox. We play there every single week. There's parts of it. So, and again, it helps that it's the White Sox, but also it's the Miami Marlins, who are not very good. Who last time they played the Marlins in Miami, right? Didn't the Marlins just score 3 runs in total?
Yeah, they barely scraped away, and they won 2 out of 3.
And they won. Exactly, right? They barely scraped away. The Devers situation right now, we're going to give him some leeway here. But again, how patient can we be as fans? If Adames is struggling, you don't have Chapman, Jung Hoo Lee struggling. Again, how long are we going to have to rely on Ramos to carry the load? It's been great. I hope he keeps it up. Can we keep relying on Wilmer Flores to have these clutch hits? I don't know.
I think Ramos...
Christian Koss isn't going to keep hitting home runs.
No. But Ramos is sustainable. I've seen Ramos do it at different... He's been in the leadoff, the 2-hole, the 3-hole, the 4-hole, the 5-hole. I've seen him do it with protection, with no protection. I'm all in on Ramos.
Let's pick this up on the other side. But I also want to get into, Joe, what's going around the NBA right now. There's a lot shaken in regards to free agency, players getting signed. Are the Warriors going to be involved in that? Let's kind of touch base with what things are happening and percolating around the association. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Valvoline. Planning a road trip, Tahoe, Napa, or down the coast? Make your first stop Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, and be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to have to go to the Odyssey app to find out why, though, and who it was. And you're also going to have to go on YouTube and stream us there, because we are streaming on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube all day long, all week long. And by the way, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Valkyries are taking on the New York Liberty. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on said Odyssey app. Just download the app, search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Channel 5. Pre-game starts at 6:30. Larry Bear joining us at 8:30. Giants president and CEO. Cannot wait to talk to Larry Bear at 8:30. Courtesy of the River Islands guest line. In the meantime, Joe, I did want to touch on something we were just talking about off air. We've been teasing it. We've been talking about it. You know, the NBA draft is tonight. Not very sexy when it comes to the names outside of Cooper Flag, really. And the Warriors don't even pick technically till tomorrow because they've split the draft up from the first and second round instead of doing it all in one night. But that being said, we had a fun idea about, you know, the all-time Bay Area draft. And we do this occasionally, and it always goes to the same players, right? Bonds, you know, Willie Mays, Steph Curry, Joe Montana, Ricky Henderson. Okay, we get that. But you had a different idea. Explain.
I was just thinking about it this way. Like, we went down the rabbit hole, because tonight's the draft, as you referenced, and it's like all of these woulda, coulda, shoulda picks that the Warriors, you know, made over the years that were awful, just awful. And I was thinking about ownership, and I was thinking about front offices, and then I was like also watching the Giants game last night, and I was like, man, like even though they're losing this game, think of how different we all feel as sports fans and as people that talk about the teams, just how the rhetoric has changed dramatically in 6 months for Buster Posey running the team. It's changed like no other. The Warriors made a lot of great draft picks that ended up being disaster draft picks in the 90s and in the 00s because of bad ownership.
There's been so many bad draft picks here in the Bay Area. It's really incredible. We've had some great ones, but we've had some god-awful whiffs.
Right, like, and I was thinking about Steph Curry, right? And I was like, look, I believe Steph would have been some version of Steph. I don't think he ever wins a championship if Chris Cohen's the owner, though.
Mm.
I don't think they're probably making some awful trade. They're making some terrible coaching hires around him. They are, you know, not cultivating talent and bringing in Klay Thompson and Draymond Green.
It's like if he had gone to the Knicks where he thought he was going to go and wanted to go. Had he gone to an organization like that at that time, yeah, Steph would not be the same. He wouldn't be.
No, I think he'd be great. Yeah. I just don't know what version, right? I don't know. Maybe in this alternate universe, you know, Monte's the one who stymies his development or something like that. Like, I can think of a million things. And I'm not taking anything away from the greatness of Steph Curry. I'm just saying, like, everything's got to fall into place.
I think he'd still be a Hall of Famer. I don't know if he'd be the like this many rings, though. How about that?
Okay, yes. I agree with you. So, like, if you just said, like, all-time draft, pick any player you want. In this market, it's going to be Jerry and Joe and Willie and Barry and Steph,
yeah.
Right? It's going to be some version of those guys. Well, what if I opened it up? What if I opened it up to you and I said,
you
can go number one pick. It can be an owner. It can be a front office person. It can be a coach. It can be a player. If I gave you the number one pick all time in Bay Area sports to start your franchise, everything is equal. This is an expansion franchise. What are you taking? And that, I started thinking about all of the different options that you could go with. And I think there's an argument for all of these players. Like, there's an argument you bring in Ronnie Lott. No one's going to take Ronnie Lott number one. You know why? Leadership personified. Toughness, one of the greatest defensive backs the game has ever seen, right? No one's going to call in and be like, Ronnie Lott is who I'm taking number one overall. We're probably going to take the quarterback.
Right.
We're probably going to take one of the baseball player sluggers, right? You know, Bonds or Willie Mays. We're probably taking Steph because of how great Steph is. Maybe it's Will Chamberlain, right? You know?
Will, yeah.
And it got me to thinking, and I want to ask the audience, like 888-957-9570, in honor of the draft and everything, and also in honor of great ownership like Joe Lacob and Eddie DeBartolo, who changed the fortunes of Bay Area sports fans forever. As you see John Fisher, you know, in Sacramento, and you see him
in Las Vegas,
with a shovel in Las Vegas, right? Like, so I think it's, if I gave you the number one pick,
all time in various sports. Player, front office executive. I think Jerry West has an argument.
Yeah.
Right?
Not a bad one.
Okay.
He did a lot of work with other organizations, though, but that I'm not going to hold that against
him. Okay. You referenced Tony La Russa in the segment before, Bruce Bochy. If I gave you any head coach ever, or any player, or any front office, or any owner, who you taking number one? And I think I've got the most controversial one.
So 888-957-9570. Let's throw that out to the audience. It's the same number to call or text. 888-957-9570. The number one pick in the all-time Bay Area sports draft. We're including ownership, managers, front office executives, players. They had to have done that, though, professionally here in the Bay. So, like, Tom Brady is from the Bay Area.
No, we're not.
But we're not. That's not happening.
He has to, you have to play or coach or be a part of something here for at least, like, a year.
Now, are we including college sports at all? Collegiately,
I think
like
let's just stay professional.
Professionally,
I think
enough.
It's easier if we stay because then someone's going to come in with like the rugby.
Well, if we're doing the NBA draft, and that's what kind of what this sparked. This NBA draft is professional. We'll keep it professional right now. That's fine.
So maybe I'll just make the argument now.
Like, do it. That's the number one.
I'll make the argument now. So I had the number one pick to run my franchise, and again, this would be any sport. I'm picking one individual, and it's not a player, which I think there's a. I almost always go, hey, like good coaches always have great players. But I think one of the most valuable things to be in any sport is a talent evaluator and a play caller.
Ooh.
And if I was looking to run an organization and start from scratch and build from the bottom all the way to the top, my number one pick in the history of Bay Area sports over any other owner, over anything, it would be Bill Walsh. It would be Bill Walsh because, number one, I'm getting one of the greatest X's and O's coaches of all time. So on the whiteboard, he's going to be able to make the most out of the least. Number two, one of the greatest talent evaluators the game has ever seen. Now, he wasn't alone. He brought in great people, all right? So I think part of why I'm taking Bill Walsh number one overall is because of the people he hires, like McVay, like all of the staffs that he had. I mean, he hired George Seifert. Look at what his coaching tree was offensively. You can't talk about modern football without talking about the influence of Bill Walsh. And then the players that he identified and brought in. We're going to go straight to Joe Montana. There's no doubt about that. But I referenced Ronnie Lott, and he drafted Ronnie Lott. I referenced Dwight Clark. He found Dwight Clark. Bill Ring, the guy was a walk-on practice squad dude who came out of nowhere. They did open tryouts. He took over, Bill Walsh did, one of the dormant teams in all of sports coming out of one of their biggest losing eras of all time. There is no Eddie DeBarto legacy without hiring Bill Walsh. Mm-hmm. There's no Joe Montana legacy what it is today without Bill Walsh. He was a winner at every level. He won the biggest of the big games. He found a way to win from behind. Sometimes he didn't even have the best roster. Then he built it up and then revitalized it on the fly and found the greatest wide receiver of all time and found another Hall of Fame quarterback to back up Joe Montana, and bringing him in ended up bringing the best out of Joe Montana. So I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to take number one overall, Steph Curry or Barry Bonds. Heck, they might want to take Joe Lacob. They might want to take Eddie DeBartolo, and I'll listen to that. You might want to take Bruce Bochy. You might want to take Willie Mays. Yeah. Or so. I'm taking, if I have the number one overall pick in Bay Area sports all time, I'm taking the greatest coach in this market, one of the greatest talent evaluators of all time. I'm taking Bill Walsh, number one overall.
888-957-9570 is the number. And again, what's your number one overall pick? We're not going to do like number one, two, three, four, five. No. Your number one overall pick, all time, Bay Area sports draft. We're keeping it professional, but it could be a player, front office executive, manager, or owner.
Joe, I think Jerry West has an argument.
I think Jerry West, I'm still taking. I'm going to lean to the player. I'm going to lead with the most beloved figure.
Who?
I think is going to go down in the history of this market. It's going to be Stephen Curry.
You think it's Steph?
It is Stephen Curry, and it's as far as I'm concerned, it's going to go down. We're going to look back on it. It's not even going to be close. This guy is global, Joe.
It's true. I can't argue.
This is Bay Area, so we are keeping it here.
Yeah.
But even just here, if it's global, just think about what it is here locally. Oakland, San Francisco,
he's United,
South Bay, North Bay. He is that guy. He is. I'm not going sacrilege. I know the guy's a Christian, but damn it. Jesus-esque sometimes. The guy is just perfect. He is.
But what?
I know it's blasphemous. I know, but he is.
I'm not trying to. You know, I love Steph. You gotta have great teammates, and if you don't have a great coach and the great infrastructure and great teammates, like, you can be some version of Barkley or Reggie Miller or whatever. Like, maybe he wins one, he doesn't win four. Without Joe Lacob, without Steve Kerr,
I know.
Without Draymond,
they matter.
Without Clay,
they matter. But that's the argument for every single great player of all time. Michael Jordan, is he winning all those without Scottie Pippen?
No.
Is he doing that?
No.
No, he's not. Without Phil Jackson?
No.
Right? So, yeah.
And look, their GM was excellent. They brought in Kukoc, and they drafted Horace Grant.
They want us to think Jerry Krause was just the worst person in history ever. That was a hit, by the way. Like, that whole doc was a major just hit piece on Jerry Krause, that whole thing. So much so that they were booing just Jerry Krause when they were remembering him, and his late wife was there. You remember that? Oh, it was awful. That was one of the parts I did not like about the Jordan doc, was just the character assassination of Jerry Krause.
So you're taking Steph Curry, because if you're going to go player, that's fine. You're taking over Joe Montana.
I'm taking Steph over Willie Mays, Barry Bonds, Joe Montana, Bill Walsh, Al Davis, Eddie DeBartolo. Everyone.
So you're going him number one overall.
I'm going Stephen Bleepin' Curry.
Wow.
Number one pick in the Bay Area sports draft.
I think a lot of people are nodding their heads in the Bay Area with you right now. Is my Bill Walsh number one overall selection, is that too controversial?
Well,
Am I overthinking it?
Where these two are one and the same, though, I'll argue, is Bill Walsh and Steph Curry both changed the game. They changed the game with the West Coast offense and the three-point shooting offense and the motion offense that we're all seeing around the league today in the NBA.
That's a good point. Well, I just think of, like, close your eyes, Bay Area moments. I mean, Bill Walsh is maybe, hand in the dirt, talking to Joe before the Dwight clutch. It's one of the greatest moments in Bay Area sports
history. And I also think about him just outwardly saying, We have two starting quarterbacks, and there's a quarterback controversy. The audacity to just go out and say we have a quarterback controversy. Could you imagine someone doing that today? I still laugh at the absurdity of it, but only Bill Walsh could do that, right?
I love Bill so much.
He loved the creative tension, right?
I know.
The pressure putting it on Joe from Steve. Yeah.
The reason why I loved Bill Walsh so much is he always showed his vulnerabilities and his insecurities. He used to call people when they would lose. He would be so sick to death after they would lose. He would call all of his friends and people that he trusted, and he would ask them to critique me. And he was just constantly stressing about it. I think he was extremely brilliant, but I also think he was a tortured soul, like Robin Williams and some of these other people that are so talented in one aspect, yet so flawed. And I think that part of his flaws actually make me love him more.
And you just look at the coaching tree of a Bill Walsh as we're going that. Weish, Seifert, Denny Green, Holmgren.
I mean, come on.
Right?
Pete Carroll was on his staff.
Think of all that. You just go to Holmgren right there. I could think of multiple Super Bowl winners right there. John Gruden, Andy Reid, right? Just two right off the top of my head. I have one because that is a direct link to Bill Walsh.
I think that there's an argument for Lacob, for Al Davis, for Eddie DeBartolo. You know, I mean,
we mentioned Al Davis. Bill Walsh's first ever professional coaching gig was with the AFL Raiders. There you go. Richie in Queens.
Let's get it started.
We love you, Rich. I'd be shocked if Richie wasn't going baseball here because we know he loves his Giants. But, Rich, number one overall pick in the Bay Area sports draft, who would you take?
You know, I was thinking, you don't want to go 1, 2, 3, 4, but, you know, I was going back to 58. What Mays changed the Bay Area when he came over in 58? Yeah. You know, how there was nothing there. And I brought up, and you mentioned Walsh right up there. You mentioned Curry. You know, Bonds never won, obviously, what he did. But the guy that comes to mind, and I know he played under Walsh, is Montana. Mm. Because the guy, to 55%, which is unheard of in his era, 80 more touchdowns and interceptions. And I understand that Walsh gave him that ability with that West Coast offense. But for him to produce the way he did, I kind of lean towards him. So, and Bochy up there, too, to give you three championships. Wow.
You got to think about Bochy.
But as far as an individual,
yeah,
Bochy has to be up there, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, and real quick, the Giants guys, can I touch on that?
Yeah, go ahead, Richie.
You know, do we want to see Devis Rake lose 2 out of 3 or we want 2 out of 3? My feeling was to win 2 out of 3. and which they did. And you brought up a good point. I know the Marlin game, it's early, but when you look back and it's one or two games, because this wild card is going to be insane. And Minnesota, I mean, Milwaukee's not going away. St. Louis is not going away. Cincinnati, I don't know if they have enough pitching. Braves are a back. I don't know if they have enough pitching in the bullpen. But these games are really important. And we talked about Fitzgerald. I like the kid, but Schmidt's going to be our second baseman. I know he's not physically gifted, but I think I think Schmidt's got a little bit of a resume now, guys.
I'm with you.
For him to hit the way he's hitting, I got to give it. And again, with Adames in the ninth inning.
I know.
Down two. 3-2 pitch. Please, don't be looking for a walk. You know, you're our guy. What are you getting, the take sign at 3-2? I thought that was a terrible. He has been such a, and I touted him, I thought with the Rocky series, he's going to be a stud the second half. But him, obviously, barely to hit that long fly ball. But Adames, and what has happened to Lee?
Right now, Lee and Adames look exhausted. They're going to face plant into the All-Star break.
So you're not drafting either of them with the number one overall Bay Area Sports draft pick.
I mean, would you draft Posey? Because you get a good player and the front office.
So Richie went Joe Montana. You've gone Bill Walsh. I went Steph.
Is Jerry going to get any mentions?
Again, we're not
Is
doing...
Is Ricky going to get any mentions?
We're not doing 1, 2, 3, 4. It's just who you would take number one overall. That's the question.
It's just who you would take number one. You're starting from scratch. It's an expansion franchise. You can have an owner, a front office executive, a head coach, or a player.
888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text. We're getting a lot of Joe Lacobs on the text
Joe
line.
Joe Lacobs getting a lot?
Joe Lacobs getting some love. I've gotten some Barry Bonds. I'm not mad at Barry. Guy's incredible. Greatest baseball player Jim Leland ever saw, as he told us last hour. Probably the greatest baseball player I've ever seen, right? Hell. Again, Willie Mays, there's an argument there. The guy, like, what was Bay Area sports prior to Willie Mays being here? Not a lot, Joe. Not a lot. I know you weren't alive back then, but you're a historian
of sports.
I mean, he's your dad's dad's favorite player, right?
Yeah, he legitimized professional sports in the West Coast.
Right.
Period.
There you go. Cole is in Oakland. Hey, wants to join the conversation.
Who you got?
Cole, who you drafted number one overall in the Bay Area sports draft?
It's got to be Joe Lacob, and I know the text line stole my thunder, but you can't have Bay Area sports history, especially in the last, 15 years or so that we've had without Joe Lacob. Never, I don't think, and I'm almost 50, but very rarely do you see a player overcome bad ownership.
I agree.
A front office overcome bad ownership. And if you're looking at the textbook way to do it from the top down, it's got to be Joe Lacob. I mean, look at the Valkyries. The Valkyries haven't even played to the All-Star game yet in the WNBA, and they're the most valuable WNBA franchise. So for me, it's Joe Lacob, hands down.
Thank you, Cole. All right, so we've got Walsh, Curry, Lacob now, and we've had a Montana call in. All right. This is, again, the Bay Area is
no wrong answers.
No, there are no wrong answers.
But Joe, I love the way he explained that.
Yeah.
See, that's what I want from our callers when you call in and when you contribute. Like, he's right. Name me a great player with awful, like, terrible, terrible ownership.
Meddling ownership that they've
overcome.
Like,
all-time great.
I guess you could argue Reinsdorf has not been a great owner.
He's won championships in multiple sports.
He has. I'm saying people would say he's not a great owner, though. But again, he's won championships, so I'm not going to totally fault the guy. It's hard to think of one that's like overcoming bad owner. Like if Harbaugh and the Chargers win a Super Bowl this year, I think they would have overcame bad ownership.
Okay.
But I say that they did hire Jim Harbaugh, right? Like, so I got to give the owner some sort of credit there, right? For Spanos and Show for realizing they had a problem. They bring in Jim Harbaugh. Now, Jim wanted to also want to come here. It's kind of like the Lakers lucking out because LeBron wanted to go there and went nowhere else, right? They kind of got lucked out, but that's the brand that they've cultivated, even with the bad ownership as the Buss family is now selling.
Well, you could win one or two, maybe, with bad ownership. I don't think you win, three, four, five.
Right.
Like some of these other ones with bad ownership. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't also devolve over time.
Right.
Like, I think Jerry Jones was a great owner. I don't know if he currently is today. The way Al Davis, at the end, wasn't as good as what he was in the 70s and 80s and 90s.
Right. No, it's a great point. And I think Al Davis would be a great one if someone wanted to call in and say, I mean, coach, Al Davis. Yep, coach, general manager, owner.
Owner, identifying talent.
First Super Bowl here in the Bay.
Cutting edge.
Cutting edge. Went to historically black colleges and universities. And was going through there when no one else wanted to do it.
I think he has a great argument.
Great argument to be involved in this. And again, as you mentioned, he got Bill Walsh his first ever coaching job.
Is anybody going to take Lincecum?
Ooh, Timmy?
That's
strong.
I know.
That's strong. I don't know about that. Carter, you got some?
Yeah, I'm going to read a couple from the YouTube chat here. Pierce Evans, Jerry Rice is going number one.
Ooh.
I love Jerry.
El Guapo, Bill Walsh.
Okay.
Tanya Siao, Bill Walsh, Eddie D, and Jerry Rice. She did three picks.
He got me one.
Only one. Yeah, doesn't count.
Doesn't count. San Jose Jazz fan, De La Salle and Chico State's Chris Wondolowski.
That's actually not bad. Although he missed that big Olympic goal.
Yeah, against Belgium.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm still hurting to that this day.
Somewhere Ryan Covey was fist pumping.
But again, that was a national team that wasn't local for the San Jose Earthquakes, where Wando obviously was a baller.
Keep
with
going.
167 goals in his career for the San Jose Earthquakes.
Delwin 510, Al Davis.
Yeah.
And then Jedi, we have Bonds or Ricky. Ricky Henderson.
See, I think Ricky's got a great argument.
Yeah, Ricky's a good
one. Ricky did to stolen bases what Steph did to the three-pointer, what Bonds did to the home run.
Right.
And Ricky is an all-time player, one of my favorite players of all time. And then swag personified. You don't get bat flips that you do today without the collar popping, the way he would snap the glove in the outfield. Ricky's an all-timer.
Ahead of their time. You were mentioning Bonds being ahead of his time when it came to like his relationship with some of the coaches and players. Him and Ricky, man, definitely ahead of their time when it came to the swagification of baseball. And Ricky being a local guy, just like Bonds, I think that plays a part in it. He's from Oakland. Bonds is from here in the Bay, man. Like, it matters. It matters for
sure. No question.
888-957-9570, number one overall pick in the Bay Area Sports Draft. You're starting a franchise from scratch, if you will. You can go anywhere on the board with a Bay Area legend, if you will. You want to go Steph? You can go Steph. You want to go Joe Lacob? You can go Joe Lacob. You want to go Steve Kerr? Is Steve Kerr going to get any love here? He's won 4 titles. I know he triggers a lot of people. And Carter's shaking his head. Steve Kerr, someone could take if they want to.
I want him to have no part of player identification when it comes to my organization.
Mo, that's a joke. Mo is in Livermore.
What's up, Mo?
Mo, who are you taking?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number one overall in the Bay Area Sports Draft.
Hey, guys. For me, it's got to be, if I'm starting a franchise from scratch, I'm taking prime Al Davis.
Ooh, okay. Make the argument.
So you look back, everything that guy created with the Raiders in the 70s is what still wins today in football, right? Speed, deep ball, and then get to the quarterback. That was it, right? Being physical is all we love. The guy found talent where nobody wanted to go look. He didn't care about your personality. He didn't care what you had going on. The dude just wanted to win. And last time I checked, that's what pro sports is all about, is just winning. So got ugly there at the end, and you know, but my guess is most owners will probably have some issues as they own something for 30, 40, however many years. But, you know, the guy, if you're talking about the Bay Area, he did it. The Raiders were not the Raiders when he got them. They were essentially a expansion team. So if we're starting from scratch and I'm getting prime Al Davis, I got to believe we're going to be in a good spot. And he found Hall of Famers. I mean, you look at those 70s teams, the amount of Hall of Famers that came out of there. It played in all the big games. You had minority coaches, minority players. You had guys that weren't making it anywhere else in the league, and they came there, revitalized their career, and became Hall of Famers. So
great call.
Great call, Mo and Livermore. Great call, and Mo. You know, with Al, much like Lacob, his ability to market the hell out of his team.
No question.
And just have a brand. He was one of the first guys to actually like make his team a brand, if you will. He likened the Raiders in their look because it used to be black and gold. And they were going off the Army and how they looked. Mm-hmm. And he was grew up in New York. He was a big Yankees fan. And he always knew the Yankees. They just had a brand. The Bronx Bombers.
Right.
They were big. They were strong. They were menacing in the pinstripes. And he wanted the Raiders to be big, strong, menacing. So he went silver and black. And it's been the color combination. Hell, today you just ask anyone their top five favorite jerseys is probably going to be in there. It's iconic.
Are you surprised this many people are taking non-players?
No, because I think we realize just how important it is. The owners are just so damn important. As you mentioned, John Fisher, and you juxtapose that with what Joe Lacob has been able to do in Golden State, it matters so damn much. And honestly, it matters to, like, if the owner's not going to be involved, putting the people in position to succeed, right?
And not messing it up.
And not messing it up.
Part of the, I think, the legacy of Jerry West is not just, like, who they acquired, it's who they didn't get rid of. Not getting rid of Clay and Draymond for Kevin Love is one of the greatest moves this organization's ever done.
Right. And then you think of Jerry West with all the other different sports and all, or I shouldn't say sports, franchises, Lakers with Kobe, to tell Kobe not to leave the Lakers, right? He's like, Kobe wanted to leave, and Jerry's like, no, you can't do that.
Brought in Shaq.
Right, he brought in
Shaq. One of the greatest free agent signings of all time.
Well, hell, like, let's go.
Brought in Durant.
The Showtime Lakers, right? Hit Pat Riley, all of it, right? Mike is in San Ramon.
Hey,
wants to join the conversation. Mike, number one overall pick, Bay Area sports draft. Who you drafting?
I'm drafting John Madden.
Why?
I mean, he took also Rams to Super Bowls, changed the way we broadcast Monday Night Football and football across the landscape, and video games are played because of that guy. There's no one close.
It's actually a really good call.
Okay.
Really,
I'm not mad at that. That's Mike and San Ramon saying John Madden. So we got a couple Raiders here. And John Madden, another guy, kind of synonymous here in the Bay. He didn't grow up here, but Pleasanton, California. I just think of whenever I drive through
there. He went to Jefferson High School with my grandma's friend. Yeah.
Pretty crazy, right? He was born in Minnesota. His father was an auto mechanic. No, you're right. You're right. San Francisco. So he moved here when he was a little bit younger. Yeah. Daly City guy.
Yeah.
But again, like a guy that's synonymous with the East Bay, Pleasanton, Raiders, Oakland, and then the video game aspect of it all, right? Like, you still play it today. You hear the name Madden. Hell, most kids probably don't like John, like Madden. No, oh, Madden, you think of the game. Yeah, John Madden. That's the guy. He's in a larger-than-life figure.
Him and
a massive and human being.
God, him and Summerall were just the best. That was 90s football for me. God, he was the best.
I'm just looking at his career of everything, too. And the guy that worked so damn hard. I don't even know where Hancock is. It says he was a coach at Hancock. Excuse me, John. San Diego State defensive coordinator. Then he was a linebackers coach with the Raiders. Head coach from 69 to 78. He did have, at one point, I think he still might, like the highest winning percentage for a coach with at least 100 wins in the history of the NFL. So as a coach, he was still good, but he got burned out, man. Kind of like McVay. He was so damn young that he could have kept going, but he didn't want to. Like, there was the reports or rumors that McVay was getting burned out. He might make a shift to, you know, like Fox or something like that. But he found his love again and love for
football. Yeah, it was $25 million a year. That's where he found the love.
Well, and Matt Stafford stayed healthy. That helps a little bit too, right? John Madden's a good one. We've got Al Davis. Again, number one overall pick in the history of Bay Area sports. Who are you taking?
Carter, you're going to
get
in there?
Got a couple more from the YouTube chat here. Brandon from the YouTube chat. I thought this one was really interesting. Joey Chestnut.
Ooh, San Jose guy too.
Might be the biggest winner of any of them, honestly.
Joey Chestnut. Hey, we got 4th of July coming up next week, by the way. Joe, do you tune in at all to the hot dog eating contest?
Everyone does.
Well, but he wasn't in it last year. Is he going to be a part of it this year, Carter?
He is.
He is? Confirmed?
Big news, he is.
That's going to double the viewership.
The hot dog, the brand is bigger than Chestnut. You know, he's got to get involved. It's like missing out on Augusta, right?
Am I wrong?
He is synonymous with hot dogs at this point. How does he not have his own hot dogs, by the way? Has he not, like, created his own brand of that?
Speaking of which, I actually had a hot dog over the weekend. We went to the Rio Fest in Monterio.
Not a sausage?
A lot of hippies. A lot of hippies. And there was a hot dog stand, and it was delicious.
What do you get on your hot dog?
Well, this one, they put cheese and all this extra stuff, ketchup and mustard, and it was delicious.
I'm asking you. You get a hot dog, what would you prefer on it? Joe Shasky's hot dog of choice.
As long as I get some mustard, I'm good. Like, it doesn't have to be a lot. I'm not.
Are you that anti? You can't put ketchup on a hot dog.
Who says you can't?
Well, people get mad at it. I'm just saying.
I've been to places where they put mayonnaise on the hot dog, too.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I have no problem.
Well, in like Seattle, don't they have like cream cheese on it or something?
That's going a little too much.
Stop! No, they do. They put some like jalapenos on there. I'm not mad at it. Again, as we were talking about cheeses, this or that the other day. Cream cheese, very, very good and delicious.
It is.
I actually substitute it for ricotta sometimes because it's fattier. It's very sacrilege in Italian households, but I kind of like it more sometimes. There you go. Gave you a little tidbit. You don't know what to do with that. That's fine.
I just
love the reasoning for it. It's more fatty.
Fat equals flavor, as we all know.
It's true.
Speaking of flavor,
marbleization.
The flavor of this show right now is draft related because the NBA draft starts tonight, folks. Cooper Flagg's going to go number one overall. But outside of that, do you really give a damn who else is going? Do you care about this NBA draft tonight, Joe? Seriously, in your heart of hearts, can you name five players that are going to be drafted tonight?
I mean, of course I can. Them boys coming out of Rutgers.
Them boys! Those guys!
Those two.
Dude, I love Dem boys at Rutgers. He's got a great post-game, Dem boys.
Oh, there's the 7-footer at Duke and Cooper Flagg. That's two guys that are going in the top 10. There's probably about three French people that are going to go.
Hunson Yang is who I'm locked in
on. Very interesting names.
Liam McNeely, Danny Wolf, Cedric Coward. That's not a good last name. Derek Queen.
Wait a minute. What was his name?
Cedric Coward. It's the herd. But it's spelled different. No, it's spelled like coward. Like the normal spelling of it.
Like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Thank you. C-O-W-A-R-D. Coward.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Scene. All right, so we've gotten a lot of owners, coaches. We got a couple players, but I'm surprised we haven't gotten more from the player perspective.
No one's taking Shanahan, huh?
No.
Kaepernick?
Sorry.
I mean, Kaepernick. John Lynch? Kapler.
John Lynch? No?
No. I'm not taking John Lynch over Bill Walsh or Montana in the Niner realm.
I want to hear from the people. 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text. YouTube is up. You're loving your participation there. Number one overall pick in the Bay Area sports draft is who? We're keeping it professional. So, you know, the Stanfords of the world, the Cals of the world, we love you guys. We're keeping it professional today in honor of the NBA draft. Who are you taking number one overall? Joe? Tell the audience again who you took.
Well, I think it's pretty straightforward for me. I think a lot of people are going to go with players, and I'm not saying you're wrong. Like, Steph Curry, come on. Joe Montana, come on. Jerry Rice, come on. Like, what are we doing? Barry Bonds, Willie Mays, those are incredible. But for me, if I'm starting a team from scratch, I look about what he inherited, which was one of the dumpster fires of all sports, the 49ers. And they had no draft picks, and not only did he find Joe Montana, he revolutionized the sport offensively. He created a systematic coaching tree that just proliferated all throughout the league that is still being utilized to some degree in this day and age. He found one of the greatest defensive backs of all time. He also found the greatest wide receiver of all time in Jerry Rice. Found another Hall of Fame quarterback. Won huge games. Never lost a bowl game. Never lost a Super Bowl. I'm taking Bill Walsh, and I'm taking Bill Walsh number one overall to run my team, and I'm running to the podium to snag him up.
Is he by far and away the greatest coach here in the Bay Area?
I think part of the beauty of him and like someone like Barry Sanders or even Sandy Koufax is the fact they didn't hang around forever at the end and have some lean years. I think what really hurts Belichick, like in the short term, is the way it ended. And I think that, you know, time's going to go on and we're gonna not remember it as vividly. But I think Bill Walsh kind of just stepping back and then his team winning in 89, he kind of gets credit for that. If you were to just poll a bunch of like football fans, I bet you'd be surprised how many people think that he won those back-to-backs in 88 and 89. Because it was his team.
Right.
And it was his coaching staff. And his players, but I give the credit to Seifert and whatnot. But I look at it and I say to myself, look, identifying talent, play calling. I think, you know, a head coach in football has more influence than a head coach in the other sports. And I look at his influence on roster building and winning big time games and the strategy involved in that. And just as a people person and as a front facing individual to represent my organization, I'm taking Bill Walsh number one overall.
I'm just looking at his career arc and I love just going through, players or coaches or whoever like got like master's degrees in something. He has a master's degree in physical education, which is just great. PE, basically, a master's degree in PE from San Jose State back in 1959. Yep. His master's thesis was entitled Flank Formation Football, Stress, Defense. Love that.
Joe, he had a saying, and he used to say it to everybody, and Al Davis pressed him and said, are you tough enough to coach an NFL team?
Yeah.
And he said, I was a Golden Glove boxer. And the way that his philosophy was on football and on life, I'm going to keep jabbing you, okay? And I'm going to continue to just ever so slightly beat you on the jab. And it may not knock you out in the first round or the third round or the seventh round, but by that 12th round, I will have beaten you to the punch on this jab over and over and over again, and I'm going to wear you down, and that's when I'm going to knock you out.
I want to pick this conversation up and move it forward on the other side, but we would still love the rest of the show. We would love your participation. Your number one overall pick when it comes to the history of the Bay Area sports draft is who? If you're starting a team from scratch, you can take any one of the legends. Who are you going to start with? 888-957-9570. And I do want to wonder, is there anyone playing right now that we're not putting at number one, but potentially one day we could put there? Let's discuss that at one point. But first, injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Some bad Giants news, unfortunately, when it comes to their farm system, as Bryce Eldridge will miss the next 3 to 4 weeks with a right hamstring strain. Eldridge suffered the injury on the base paths this past weekend for AAA Sacramento. After a slow start in SAC, Eldridge had been getting hot of late, raising his OPS to over 700 before the injury. The bad news is this probably ends any chance of Eldridge getting called up this season. The good news is the strain is not serious enough to be considered a long issue. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. More of your calls, more of your texts. And you are not going to want to miss what Jonathan Kuminga had to say to our guy, Anthony Slater. That's coming up next on 95.7 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.